Hello, I'm Bonnie Devlin, and I'm here today in our continuing series of getting to know our consultants in honor of the 30th anniversary of Washburn and McGoldrick. Today, it is my true pleasure to be speaking with my colleague and friend, Susan Pettyjohn. So, good afternoon, Susan.
Hi, Bonnie. This is going to be fun. Thank you so much for wanting to interview me.
Well, I know you have so much to offer that we can pack into our 10 minutes together here. And I realize now it's been about 9 years since you joined the firm. And I would be interested to have you just for our audience recap briefly your path to in advance before you joined the firm.
Gosh, it's hard to believe it's been 9 years. And it's been a great 9 years for me. So I have been very, very happy doing this. And it's funny that I ended up in advancement because I never dreamed. I have a Bachelor of Music and I worked in the music publishing field until we ended up here in Virginia. And when we came here, I was so fortunate to start at William and Mary to pursue my master's degree in higher education and work as the executive director for the vice president for advancement. I fell in love with the work and I realized the difference that philanthropy makes. So, William and Mary, I have had the wonderful opportunity to grow in the field over for 17 years. I was there for 17 years and I served twice as the interim vice president for advancement. And during these 17 years, I either directly managed or supervised every area in advancement. So, what a great opportunity it was. And these experiences helped me as I took on more responsibility, but also have really aided me as a consultant. And during my last 2 years at William & Mary, Bill McGoldrick became our consultant, and I was very impressed with the personalization as well as experience he brought to his work for us. So when I was recruited to become the vice chancellor for advancement at Appalachian State, I decided to contract with Washburn and McGoldrick as my campaign counsel. And Karen George, she joined me, and we worked together there for 9 years. So I was able to learn just how unique and special Washburn and McGoldrick is. So when I was asked by you and Karen to join the firm when I left Appalachian State, I said yes, and I was honored.
And we were so glad you said yes. So, one of the things that I have always admired about you, Susan, is all of your volunteer work. And you have some that are closely aligned with William and Mary and some other projects that are near and dear. But could you give me a sense of how your volunteering has informed your consulting and what you've learned as a volunteer that you bring to the staff that you counsel?
Sure. My first volunteer roles were not in higher education. I served 3 times on our Homeowners Association board and twice as president. I must be crazy.
Oh my goodness.
I also served as the first woman commodore of our yacht club. But in both of these instances, I learned quickly how to engage and rely on your fellow board members and also volunteers in the organizations. As you know, things work best when everyone is working together for the same goals. And the most important lesson to me in these roles is how vital communication is. When I work with my clients, I emphasize so much about not just engaging their volunteers and team members too, but also communicating with them regularly so they feel like they know what's going on. Yesterday, I met with a board of one of our clients, and communication was one of their key issues. They wanted to make sure they stayed informed and engaged with their university. So that is so key for volunteers, especially. And at William & Mary, I've served on the steering committee for our women's philanthropy program, the Society of 1918. This is a very active committee, and I have valued so much the interaction with the other volunteer leaders on the board. That's another lesson, sharing with our clients how important it is that volunteers feel valued and get to know each other. So again, they understand the goals of the organization and can connect with each other. And this is true with staff as well. And finally, I currently serve on the School of Education Development Board at William and Mary. And with this board, we're being intentional on ensuring each board member understands the purpose of the board as well as their particular role and how they can make a difference. Understanding this has helped me communicate with my clients on the importance of engaging your volunteers and donors so they know the positive impact they're having. You know, we've learned so much that when people feel engaged and volunteer to make a difference, they are more likely to be philanthropic to their organization and probably will give more.
Yeah, I was thinking about that as you were just speaking. And one of the things we've learned through our alumni surveys is that the question that most closely correlates with people's willingness to give is not only how engaged they feel, but how well they feel the institution knows them. And I think it, in your examples of communication and informing and involving, it's a two-way street. It's a true relationship building is what I think you were describing in many ways. And that's what we strive to do with as many of our donors and alumni and volunteers as we can.
No,
So.
you're absolutely right. And we talk about that in our intensives for major gift officers, that
That's
the
right.
more that they engage, know their donors and their volunteers, the more likely they're going to continue to give and give more.
So true. Well, third and final question. Just want to wrap up by asking a question we're asking every team member throughout our 30th anniversary year. And what book are you reading right now? And would you re that you would recommend to our listeners?
Sure. Well, I'm one of those crazy people who have several books going on at the same time. I read about
Ew, me
things.
too.
I read for professional work. I read for personal health, fiction, mysteries, and books that make me feel good. So I'm going to talk about a book that really is making me feel good right now. And it actually reflects Washburn and McGoldrick's theme for our 30th anniversary, which recognizes the vital role that generosity plays in our society.
Yes.
It's a book by Robin Wall Kimmerer called The Service Berry: Abundance and Reciprocity in the Natural World. Robin also wrote Braiding Sweetgrass, and she's a SUNY Distinguished Teaching Professor of Biology at the SUNY College of Environmental Science and Forestry, and they're also one of our clients.
Yes.
Yeah, the
Very
messages in
special
the book
person.
are so simple but so profound. She used the example of service berries, which are eaten by birds and spread wide and continue to grow and flourish. And they're picked by people, and these people share the berries with others, or they bake pies and share with others, and then they too flourish. So when we all share with each other what we have, we will all flourish. Such an important message right now. And here's one of her statements. Service berries show us a model, one based on reciprocity rather than accumulation, where wealth and security comes from the quality of our relationships, not from the illusion of self-sufficiency. This lesson from the natural world makes me think of the importance of generosity, to orient our lives around gratitude, reciprocity, and community. And that makes me feel very good during these challenging times.
It certainly does. Well, Susan, thank you so much for sharing a little bit about your background and about your take on life in our 30th anniversary year. So, thank you again.
Well, thank you, Bonnie. It was great having this conversation with you.